Oh, that's disgusting. Interspecies mixing.
I named that one Gabby Hoffman. That one Gabby Hoffman. That one's Hoffman Gabby. And that's Greg Hoffman. Cute animals being cute animals. Remind me of a little kitten that just swats at things a lot. That looks like six.
Your life is over now. Your life is running
out.
When your time is at an end.
Deep six, six, dog. Put six Bisconti out of its fucking misery. Pitbull?
I don't know. I thought you just asked me if that was a pitbull.
You
like,
don't even know,
I know breeds
know
of dogs.
Yeah. Guys, can we delay the show a little bit? I got to text Gabby a little more. You know, Gabby was on the other show.
Well, two Gabbies.
Yeah,
Gabby
was on and Gabby was on.
I didn't know who was, you know, which was the impersonator and which was the real thing.
We already covered this. There was no impersonation going on. That was an homage. It sounds more respectful that way.
Homage?
Yes. Or as you might call it, homage.
Wait, can you look up the definition of homage? I believe that's incorrect, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Let's look
an
it up.
Homage.
No, I want to see this.
Isn't an homage like a dedication? It's like a...
Yes. That was
yeah,
a dedication.
But it's not a physical being. An homage. I can't read. I don't have my...
Special honor or respect shown publicly. What part of that did I get wrong, you horrible, horrible kitty swatting beast? Do you want to apologize now? I'll
wait
for your apology.
No, because I still don't think it's accurate.
Yeah, the internet is always right. That much I can tell you. How are you doing?
I am good.
Not really selling it.
You know what? On my walk to work today, it felt like it was the end of the world.
Hmm.
Do you ever have those days where, like, I don't know, it just feels weird. It was like kind of gray outside, super windy. I also decided to walk down 8th Avenue, which is probably why I felt like it was the end of the world. But yeah, you know, there's just that feeling of like something awful's going to knock on wood. I really shouldn't
really?
Say that. Yeah, I just had this like, this usually happens to me around Wednesdays, so it's a day early, but like just overwhelming anxiety takes over.
Oh no. Just, well, now I'm starting to get anxiety.
Just from living in New York City. I think it's like, you know, that's just what happens naturally. Could also have to do with the fact that I did happy hour margaritas yesterday.
Ugh.
And had a weird sleep, just a weird sleep.
Did you dream?
I did, but now I can't really remember what.
Just make something up.
I think there was salami involved. I don't know.
That sounds like, I've read that is a harbinger of death.
Yeah,
you've got something terminal.
Can we Google search what salami means for dream interpretations?
You're not going to like it, but I bet you Gino will.
Don't go to Urban Dictionary. Go to Dream Makers.
I can't believe you just set yourself up for that.
Refers to abundant period, peaceful life. To see salami bread in the dream? Well, you didn't see that right.
Then why am I feeling so anxious today? I don't feel peaceful at all.
Because the dream didn't come true and you just had a stressful day walking on 8th Avenue.
Yeah.
So you are the opposite of psychic.
I do love salami, though.
New steps which will be taken related to life, being a house owner, the beginning of a new process or new environment.
Oh.
If the salami is big, your economic environment will get better, life environment will be different, and growth will occur. If the salami is small, it refers to a house or job which you will have as soon as possible.
It's not the website I wanted you to go on.
Nice. I don't, you know what? I feel like Garrett might have just made that up for me, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Done. Way to give baby your bottle. Was it a big salami or was it a small salami that you dreamed of?
I think it was multiple salamis.
It was multiple. This is one of those salami bouquets I'm told you can get online.
I loved salami growing up, you know, having an
Italian. Because you were poor.
Having an Italian mother. going through the grocery store when I was a kid, sitting in the little front of the cart to shut me up. I wouldn't get a bag of chips or grapes. No, she would go to the deli counter to get her cold cuts for the week and get some extra salami that I would just eat in the cart. Like, I would just eat the salami on our way to checkout.
See, my cold cuts were more lukewarm cuts, and I got the E. coli. E. coli virus?
E. coli?
E. coli. I got E. coli. Well, part of the problem is you can't pronounce things correctly. Yeah, we'll edit that part out.
Were you a bologna eater?
Yeah, sure. We ate them all. But again, it was what we'd find in the dumpster. So it might have been bologna. We weren't sure.
Really? You shouldn't say that. Your parents are lovely people, and I'm sure never made you eat out of a dumpster.
What they won't know won't hurt them. I don't believe they're subscribers. Did something bad last night. I'm really trying to work on this. I watched Vanderpump Rules.
Don't tell me what happened, because I was watching The Bachelor instead, so yeah. I'm not caught up.
Well, that's why that was my lead-in, and now you just ruined it. But I think that as much as I always want to make fun of your love of The Bachelor, I can't for the fact that I goddamn DVR. Don't just watch it.
DVR. Wow.
Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. And I'm a horrible person and I don't deserve to live. Yeah, it was very Vanderpumpy. Lots of attractive people talking about fucking, getting into fights. That is it in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. I am told that you have some Bachelor news because, again, it happened last night. And I remember we had some focus groups recently, and they said they wanted to hear you talk about The Bachelor more. That was, like, it in a nutshell.
You know what? They said they wanted, like, a five-hour marathon show about it.
Yes.
And we said, no, that's too much. Mm. So we'll settle for about 2 minutes.
Bits and pieces. I can't believe it's taken us this long because we've had this thing in the vault for a while. I believe we have a graphic before you go into your overall review, and it definitely won't be turn off TV. Can't emphasize that enough. Just picture two Gabbies. See, you walk like that sober.
Yeah.
You're always just a little off kilter. Like, you're just, you have never really worn heels before.
And also, my sunglasses are always crooked.
Yes.
Because I have one ear higher than another.
You have very elfish qualities.
You won't be able to unsee this now. Because see, in this eyes.
Oh, yeah, it is a little bit. That's why you're Yoda.
Okay, last night, part one of the two-part finale of Colton's season of The Bachelor. My boyfriend is now hooked because I make him watch every week with me. But he hated last night's episode, and I get it. Because they do these live shows, meaning they already filmed the season, right? But they are showing the final moments in snippets in front of a live studio audience and bringing on past cast members before, people from the season. They're bringing The Bachelor out, Colton, to, like, then comment on what they just saw.
Did they bring in the host of Survivor?
They should.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing they don't have in this. So it just takes forever. That's why it's drawn out into two. They could show us everything in just one episode, but ratings, man. And
it's not lucrative.
They're just trying
to shit out.
Totally. So last night we didn't really learn a lot, except for the fact that the women just have to accept when he says he's not into them. But when he literally had a woman say, I'm not feeling it, I need to go home, he won't accept it. He's following his heart, but these other women can't follow theirs because he said he's not, it would be a disservice to them to continue. Like, it makes no sense.
Have we not already established the fact that if he was truly following his heart, he would be following Dick?
You know what? The last episode of this finale hasn't aired yet. It could end any possible way.
That would be great.
So
he throws away his crucifix and just starts, oh, good Lord.
Wouldn't it be amazing if he was like fell in love with a camera guy?
Yeah. Hey, Gabby. Gabby's in our studio right now, security.
I don't know. It looks like they're deep into
a discussion. Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know if we should be showing this. John, do you want to get a camera on Gabby's current boyfriend that she's with right there?
Oh.
I don't know if we're allowed to reveal this. Oopsies. I don't know how close we are divorce-wise, but that is absolutely happening. Basically, Gabby and Rhymes with Schmear and Schmerg go and smoke sticks up on the roof after every show. And they also have cigars.
Wait, like Styx the band?
Yes, exactly. Okay. And but yeah, that is I don't want to start rumors, but they are absolutely having sex. Wink. No, they're not. They're making love.
It's Garrett and Gabby. Okay.
Oh, look at that. And those are the boxes that Aaron brought for her. Each one has a different bouquet. One's just a bouquet of salami. And yeah, and it's about time that we call something that rhymes with Schmishmurdy. Right now, please. Let's do it.
No, I mean,
we
actually,
are not living our best lives right now.
I think she is a welcomed addition to this network.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real.
Wait, that could be actually Chrissy Mayer.
Well, you,
I'm not sure.
Talk about her any chance you can get. So.
Are you? I know, because I am a huge fan. That, again, could be Chrissy Mayer. I retract my earlier rumor, and I will tell everyone for a fact that Aaron Berg is dating Chrissy Mayer. Okay, so I apologize about that last one.
Why are you doing that? You're getting everyone at this network mad at you.
I really am. Oh, and we got Daryl on Line Fun. I believe
he's
gonna get us a Burning
Bridges. Oh, my God, Daryl. I'm sure you watched Burning Bridges yesterday.
Morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you guys?
We're living our best life. We're just a little Gabby to the Hoffman-in.
Yeah, she's on everything now. What the heck?
She is my everything.
Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Well, I wanted to call about, Bill, your appearance yesterday on Burning Bridges.
I need to see some footage because I don't really remember it.
It's all over Twitter, Bill. God.
Yeah.
You definitely got some drunk courage with Gino, and you showed up to confront that bully, man.
Wow. Well, you know what the interesting thing about that is? Even though I don't remember anything... the thing, I do remember one of the arguments made was that Gino was not invited, and indeed Kevin did invite me on that show. Now, did I reply? Absolutely not. But the fact of the matter is, much like asking a vampire three times and then they will come into your home, maybe that's Beetlejuice. If you ask a vampire to come in, then he can attack you. Maybe that's it.
Oh, my God.
I'm mixing up my metaphors. But I was invited.
So
I had an invite to be there.
Damn.
And, I'm impressed by that.
I also invited myself to way too many shots of JMO with Gino, which is a show that we're currently workshopping. But yeah, it was a rough one. Rough stuff. I don't remember going in there.
Though.
I remember bits and pieces. There's Gino and I.
Daryl, tell us what happened for those of us who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I think really happened is Bill, he's like, I need some way to get back at Kevin. I can't match his comedic genius. Let me bring in Gino, who's like, you know, a bulldog. He's just going to go in there and wreck everything. And that's exactly what fucking happened.
Nice.
There was a lot of people talking over each other, a lot of slurred words, possibly some racial slurs. I don't remember. And clearly, Gino and I went back to shopping at Orange R Us right after the show. Yeah. They had some sales going on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, Daryl, do you think Gino or Bill will ever be invited back to the show?
I think they should just go anyway. The invite, just go. Cause mayhem. This is like the best thing to happen to Compound Media.
Wow.
It was, I got to tell you, Daryl, we never get invited, quote unquote, anywhere. Now, do we show up places unannounced, unawares, and uninvited? Yes, sir. But look
I
at
love
that.
It. I look, love
I,
it.
I look like it. I look like Aaron Moran, and he looks like a really fucked up Chachi.
Now, Daryl, should Bill be apologizing to Brian? And if so, how should he do it?
Well, I have mixed feelings about that because Brian, he just tries to smooth everything over, even though he's like a funny guy. He's trying to make peace with everyone.
Look at how ready.
You got to double down. You got to, you know, these bullies, they've beaten you up your whole life, you know, the way they treated you. You got to, this is your chance, Bill. You got to get in there, man.
Now, is there such a thing as a visual impaired bully? I just feel like they miss a lot, even if they're very strong.
I think the anger of being blind transfers over to everything else in his life. I mean, look at him going crazy there.
I remember being on the couch, but for whatever reason, again, maybe overindulged across the street, looking at the screen and thinking that Garrett and John were doing special effects on his face. I did not think it was actually that red. That surprised me.
Well, the clips we saw where it goes green, that is, in fact, a special effect. But it was actually really red.
He wasn't hulking out?
No, but like... Yeah, see.
No, he was hulking out there. But, I don't know if you noticed he had some gamma rigs.
Brian can't see his face change color, so.
Well, you know what, Daryl? Live and learn. That's what I say. Now, having said that, I don't think I have much longer to live, and I don't recall learning anything. But I still say live and learn, I guess.
Well, here, I think it would then only be fair to have both of them sit on our couch.
Yes. Well, no, you know what? We do have Brian on, not next week, but the week following. And
We'll see if he cancels.
He won't. But I bet, I wonder if we should he might cancel if we have Gino on, which means we should book him.
You need to use some guile to get Kevin there because he's not going to just show up. Like, he needs to get paid or you need to
We'll get him some Pinot Grigio.
Again, it's called Pinot Gris.
I'll drink some too.
Well, thank you for the update, Daryl. I am sorry that we Shanghai'd. I don't think I'm using that word correctly. I'm sorry that we invaded the show, I guess.
No, steamrolled. No, I apologize. Do it again.
It was the Gino steamroll, and I was right next to it.
As always, Daryl, thanks for watching and for the updates.
Thank you for the update. I'm sorry about the Bachelor update.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, that was one to grow on. It doesn't seem like you're proud of me.
You know, it's just, God.
You're a full-time job, Bill.
You know, it's great for, I guess, the viewers. But, like, how do you feel about yourself after something like that?
Oh, looky, there he is.
Yeah, you just need to, like, build a mount the back of that.
Yeah. I'm building a mystery, and he just plows right through it. I feel pretty good about it. I don't know what good is, and I am incapable of feeling. But, yeah, it was a thing, and it was fun to see Brian get that mad.
Yeah, it's because you're watching so much Vanderpump Rules that you're, like, all about the drama.
Yes, that's it.
So you're like, whatever I can do. The only woman on this network, well, excuse me, let me rephrase that, only co-host, female co-host on the network, doesn't care to hang out really with any of you or cause any drama or fights.
I know. Yeah, you're the least womanly of all of us.
Yeah. I'm too busy.
Yeah, you really are.
Being fabulous.
You're not selling it. What if I told you that I had a clip of a paraglider getting attacked by a kangaroo?
I would say I don't believe you.
Well, you never do. And I like proving you wrong. Take a look at this. I fucking love kangaroos. Well, I love how much they're such dicks.
They just don't look real. You're just like, how is that an animal?
I think I can give you the story, but I think the CNN guy explains it. There we go. Landing. When check this out, those are kangaroos. Look at
and
this.
They are not happy.
Hey. Oh, God.
And you really appreciate what's going on here is the kangaroo wants to rumble.
Kangaroos?
Now, the man says the kangaroo attacked him a couple of times before leaving. That's when he decided this paragliding trip is over. He had to walk about a mile to get cell reception, call a friend, pick him up, and get him out of there.
The thing that I want to know was they just decided to stop? Like, what were they doing to him that entire mile while he was looking for cell reception? Just, like, freaking kick him?
I guess so.
That is... God damn, man. Kangaroos do not fuck around. If you've got any new footage of them boxing dudes, other kangaroos, or their own shadow, feel free to throw it up there because I can't get enough, man. They are just, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
So that was like you and Gino.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just causing trouble.
Yes. Well, you know what we do just after the show? We just go look for paragliders and fuck them up. And New York is just silly with paragliders.
Oh.
Anything else you want to get to before we get to our lovely guests? I don't know. Are they all here? I think we've got Vaughn and Ralph, which,
Yeah, they're here. Let's bring them in.
Let's bring them in. You guys, perennials all. We love them all. Ralph Sutton, the grand poobah of Gas Digital Network. You can watch his show, the SDR show, amongst other fine programming on that very network. Vaughn DiCarlo, one of our favorite comedians. Check out all of her awesomeness on CoachVaughn.com. And follow her wherever social media is available. And if you don't, I come to your house, take a dump on your lawn. You guys, I'm here to discuss. How are you guys?
Hey, I find that every time I come here, somehow I'm color coordinated with you.
I love that you guys.
Keeping a seat between us because we don't get along.
Yeah, but he smells bad. I don't want to sit next to a cabbie.
I happen to know that Ralph smells delightful.
I do. I just showered an hour ago.
Whereas I smell like aqua velvet and sorrow.
Heavy on the sorrow.
My senses crossed here.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought it was you.
Thank you so much for coming today, guys. If Joshua actually shows up, you can just show him straight to his little chair. He doesn't need much room because he's got a tiny little gay butt.
He's in great shape, though.
Yes.
God damn it bothers me.
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of a cliche, is it not?
Yeah, but also when you're small,
what's
it's not as impressive.
Amen. Gay
and
shape.
In great shape.
Yes.
When you're tiny, it's easier to be in good shape.
Yeah.
When you're a big person, it's harder.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And a woman.
Yeah. And
happy Women's Month.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sorry we missed you on International Women's Day, by the way.
We get the whole month.
Okay.
And that day.
Gotcha.
They really promote that day, but we get the whole month. Mm-hmm. It's Black History Month, Women's History Month, then we go back to White Man Day for the
is
rest
it really,
of the year.
Is it actually Women's History Month?
It is. Really? It's the whole month.
Oh, man, we should have planned something. Like, every day I, like, reference a woman from history. Amelia Earhart.
Dead.
There you go. That's it.
And also, like,
good
Amelia
job.
Was not that great of a pilot. Do we really want to reference
Stop
her?
It!
Well, she wasn't.
We don't know what happened. Rumor has it she's still alive.
No, that no one says
that. It's a rumor I've started.
I don't think you understand how age
she,
works.
No. I believe her. She's right. Cut it out.
She's alive in our hearts.
Avril Lavigne is actually dead. It's an imposter. I love these. I love conspiracy theories.
Is that one of them, that Avril Lavigne's dead?
Yep, it's a body.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Oh, when did
I have not heard this.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know why. People said a while ago that something happened. And then I think it was like her label, like, pulled another person that looked like her and sounded like her.
That really? Is so weird.
Maybe she had surgery, so she looked a little different and people started that. Is that possible?
Or she just grew
up. She does look different.
She was like a teenager, you know, she was a woman.
I don't follow her career as much as you might think.
Do we have a before and possibly after / new Avril Lavigne? Right now, to see why people are having this conspiracy theory. I have not seen Avril in a long time. And
She's married to the Nickelback guy, isn't she?
I believe they're divorced.
And or Tupac, because he's a widow.
All right. Well, you know, one of them is when she's a teenager. Yeah. The other one's now. I don't know if this is much of a conspiracy.
Also, it's called like a chin implant.
Is that a chin implant?
No, I don't think it's a chin implant. It looks like she still has the same sort of... Just 10 years later, 15 years later.
She's lost baby fat.
Yeah.
No, that's just her sister, Amy Lavigne, taking on as Avril because clearly Avril's dead, you guys. Get with the program.
She's such a poser. God.
Yeah,
God.
I don't know who
I once wore a tie in college.
Did you really?
Really?
Are you? Oh, God. I love that so much.
No, not like out. I was at my friend's, just like to kind of be funny or ironic. My friend had a tie and I put it on, and like, but sort of under one of my shirts. So like you just saw the top knot. I was like so pretty that I could get away with anything. Yeah.
What happened?
I don't think you could have gotten away with that.
When did that change?
Oh,
that's currently true. You should wear a tie tomorrow morning.
No, it's like phased out though.
Were you
bring it back?
In the '80s, it was.
Were you old enough to do the mini? Remember when girls were wearing mini backpacks that were so tiny they looked like wallets on their back?
Yeah, I thought that was
back now.
Yeah, that was all it was.
All right,
white.
Because I remember.
So here is a side by side 10-year challenge. Someone wrote in very angry red marker.
Absolutely, your blog.
She just got older. She just she's
my gosh.
How is purple eyeshadow part of the proof? Can they not change their eyeshadow?
I like
them. Tan.
Shirt. Hair and back. OMG teeth.
No, none of that's real.
Oh,
no,
come on.
That's not real.
Did
you guys just write that in the booth?
This is a waste of time. That's so
stupid.
Look,
it says lips versus teeth.
I love the shirt question mark. Nope, not there.
And hair, straight and wavy. I mean, all right. God. You got me.
Listen,
I'm on board.
John, this is not your best work.
No, I say it is the best work. This is fucking great.
Hair in back.
So
how about hair in back, hair in front? Jesus Christ.
I did a show recently, and one of the hosts on the show had never seen me in person. I guess she just follows me on Instagram. And she goes, oh, my God, you look the same. She's like, you're so pretty, you look the same. And I'm like, I didn't get it at first what she meant.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, you look exactly like what you post on Instagram. And I said, oh, it's really that different? Like, when people come into your show, they look that different?
What is it called? It's called Tune Pick, right? That's the
filters, face tuning, all of this stuff that, you know, apparently I obviously don't do.
As a single man that goes on a shitload of dates, it happens a lot.
Yeah,
we're like, yikes.
Have you ever had a really big bait and switch? Like, oh, she's got a penis.
Yeah, well, that's happened. Sure. Absolutely.
What's the logic behind that? Because if I do that, right, and then I go out on a date, I know I don't look like what I told him I look like. So what do I think is going to happen?
Is it one of those things where there's like an uncanny valley that you're not supposed to hit, but you get so addicted to it that you don't even realize that there's that much of a difference?
Maybe people think that beautiful pic will get me in the door and then my personality will save me.
I mean, I've had that discussion with people because, I go on a lot of dates.
So basically, they have mental illness is what you're saying, because that's insane. That's an insane thought. No, you're showing yourself to be a fraud and a liar.
That's the problem. You're starting the relationship.
6 years from now, if I stay with a fraud and a liar that's presenting themselves that way from day one, then I'm insane.
Well, we hired Joanne on the basis of her Instagram photos, and every single one, she was wearing a tie. And when she came here, no fucking tie. I was unbelievably.
She's Avril Lavigne. We found Avril Lavigne. She's here.
Actually, Canadian. Isn't she Canadian? Yeah. But Ralph, was there ever anyone where you went on a date, they didn't look like their photo, but you were like, huh, I still, like,
never
have other redeeming qualities.
Never going to end out well.
She, I love the honesty.
Only time there was once where I was surprised where the girl was actually hotter than she was.
Oh,
really?
It happened once, right? The rest of them, if it's happened, it's not been like, all right, I can still deal with this. It's this is nothing like the vote.
And you've done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to add to that, saying some of the like beauty videos that I watch, like makeup tutorials or hair, once they get all the, they'll start plain face and they look so much better than once they pile it all on. I'm like, why don't they see they look better without all of that?
What else are they going to do for 2 hours?
I don't
know. Learn Mandarin? Heck no. That's hard.
That is hard. I would not want to do that. And so you really had bait and switch where they ended up being dudes?
Dude, yeah, it happened twice.
From the beginning.
Yeah, well, it was just both of them. Like, I am constantly hitting on girls on Instagram. That's pretty standard for me. And I'd say, I was just telling one of the dudes out there, like, you know, it means nothing when they don't respond or say, don't reply. Who gives a shit? You're not going up to someone in a bar and then have to make the walk back. Who cares? Half the time I'm shitting while I'm hitting on her. Who fucking cares, right?
And you actually tell them that.
Yeah, I mean.
right now.
One, usually, and it, this, not, it sounds very.
That's how he got me to go out with him. Let's be honest.
If it happens too easily, you think, all right, there's something wrong here. Mm. And the girl was really pretty. And we went out, and I could tell right away, oh, it's a fucking dude. You know, like
kidding.
It was like, and we sat down, and I was not going to be an asshole. We had dinner. I mean, sorry, lunch, actually. And I was very cordial, but it was very obvious that, all right, you're a fucking dude.
Now, the second time it happened to you, were you like, ah, damn it.
Maybe I just should start dating dudes.
Yeah.
You're like, how could I not pick up on
they actually
don't
want to
be
that.
Rude, so I'm going to give you a blowjob.
Yeah, I won't say anything. They say that.
And juggle the balls. Come on.
The traits that men find attractive in a lot of women are somewhat masculine features. If you look at
all
the supermodels, they have boyish qualities. So that's, in fact, I've known a few. Yeah, exactly. That's my favorite part. A couple of times in life, supermodels have turned out to be dudes. That's happened. Like, there was a Playboy model that was a dude.
Which really?
Yeah, this happened a few times. Yeah.
What was that? I never heard that.
Yeah.
Well, when you went on the date with this person, what was the tell? Because I think that right now.
Adam's apple.
That's the thing. Because I think that they're getting better about shaving it.
Listen, no.
It's still invasive.
And the voice was very.
No, because I'm a woman and I have a very questionable Adam's apple, big hands, and a deep, raspy voice.
You don't have an Adam's apple. And sadly, neither do I, which I'm a little worried about. I
feel like I do a little bit. It doesn't,
And she said something over the lunch, which was funny.
I don't have a neck boner.
What do you know about me? And I said,
oh, that's a tell right there.
And I said, so like, you know, not much. I just saw you online and thought I'd ask you out. She goes, oh, that's very sweet. And I was like, all right, well, now there's that's the confirmation right there.
Oh,
devil's
wow.
advocate with that. You know nice what I'm you. Thinking? Maybe sometimes because in that world, a lot of the guys that do hit on them are kind of down low.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
they don't want to put them out there by going, hey, do you know I'm a dude?
Yes.
Because then making them admit it too soon might scare them away.
One story that happened once, I've talked about this on my show, but I was at a strip club hosting an event with the girl that works with both of us, Lainey Spicer, the PR person. She was doing this event at once a month called Pornapalooza. And I would host the event with Jay, my co-host, and it would be porn stars and comics just performing. It was fun, right? And I was there one night, and
it's amazing.
They don't do it anymore because they think the club closed or whatever. But there was a girl that was the makeup artist for a porn star there, very pretty, and hitting on me extremely hard, which should be, again, the telltale sign. Very rarely will a very pretty girl hit on a dude like that heavy. And she gave me her number. She said, I'm only in town for a few days. I'd love you to show me New York, blah, blah, blah. All right with everything. And then I said, I'm going to leave. On my way out, she followed me out. So I'll walk you out, and she kissed me, right?
Whoa.
And then you can't do this trick anymore, but on Facebook, you used to be able to paste the phone number in and see who the person was. But new privacy laws, they don't allow you to do that. But I used to, as part of my, what I would do anytime I got a phone number.
How many times did you try until you realized you couldn't do it anymore?
No, I knew I would try. Well, I just knew right away. So there was a thing. Once the whole privacy thing happened about a year ago. But I put it in, and it was a dude. And she had a bigger penis than I did. We had already had plans to go on a date the next night, you know. So I texted her, and I said, listen, I'm not angry, but you probably should tell somebody you're a dude before you make out with them. That's just my feeling. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to get to know each other, but if you're going to make out, you probably should say something. And I don't think we should go out tomorrow night, but, you know, enjoy your time in New York. Very, very politically correct and nice. And she wrote back, I thought you'd be man enough to handle me. And I said, you're not going to shame me into fucking you. It's not going to happen, but enjoy your trip. And that was
wow.
it.
Ed, wow.
Jim Norton on line one right afterwards.
I know a guy.
Well, and because, like, I remember a very bad time in my life. I may or may not have worked at a place that rhymes with Schmashinable Schmacquirer. Don't hold it against me. Daddy's got to make the money. But we knew very early on what was going on with Bruce Jenner before even they were able to release what was going on with Bruce Jenner. And I think the thing that allowed the lawyers to really start saying he is going through the process of becoming a woman was when I was just freelancing there. Can't emphasize that enough. They started running photos of when he got the Adam's apple shaved. That was sort of like, that was the path of.
It's also weird that Family Guy made those jokes 10 years before it happened.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you could look it up. They say in like a Family Guy, 10 years before anything, that Bruce Jenner inside is a beautiful girl. Like 10 years before anyone knew anything.
There were always rumors, especially with the tiny little sliver of a nose that he got like in the late 80s. Like I think he was sort of on his way there and then went back.
Apparently, even before he married Kris Jenner, he was beginning to transition.
Yeah.
And stopped. Like apparently had been like wanting to get breast implants or had some and had them taken out or something like that. And so Kris denies that she knew any of that. Maybe she didn't. But I believe that Caitlyn Jenner has since confirmed that she was even back then trying to.
Brian insists that Bruce Jenner is actually a man. However, Stewie claims that Bruce is actually a woman.
China. Bruce Jenner is a man.
No, Brian. That's what the press would have you believe, but he's not. Bruce Jenner is a woman. An elegant, beautiful Dutch woman.
Just 4 years.
Dutch.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's like The Simpsons predicting Trump being president.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, you know, comedians and writers in the entertainment business are geniuses.
Or they just throw up enough jokes, one of them's going to hit.
Yeah. No one talks about the 10,000 things that didn't hit.
So. Yeah, okay.
The wrong predictions.
I also, by the way, texted that girl. Not for nothing, but there are some guys that would go out with you specifically to beat the shit out of you once they found out you lied to them.
Yes. Mm.
That was the part that I thought was dangerous for her.
You're right. You're doing a public service for her. And like because going back to the shaved Adam's apple thing, I feel like I'm getting obsessed. I assume that that she didn't have that telltale one. And then, well, the other thing that I've always found is that the ankles are telltale. For whatever reason, female ankles look different than men ankles.
I will show you pictures of her, and you will see that you're, oh, no, she looks like a, completely like a girl. Like, really? You would never guess, yeah.
Oh, maybe they're doing ankle hiding.
Dude, they're getting better these
now?
Days. Yeah, they're getting better.
I really feel like this is the 60 minutes of...
Well, speaking of... Do you want to do that ghost?
Speaking of giant penises.
I like that one.
Speaking of following up with someone, this article questions, when is it okay to ghost someone? In 2015, this person, who I don't know their name, wrote an article on why ghosting hurts so much to encourage people to be kinder. Since then, they've received a large number of comments and emails from those who have ghosted and been ghosted, wanting to share their stories. So ghosting, if you don't know, is defined as cutting off all communication and dropping out of someone's life without any explanation of any kind.
It's when you die and you haunt someone.
There are situations where doing so is acceptable, necessary, and healthy. But there are other times that it can be really painful for the person who is ghosted. Yeah. It can result in bad feelings and I would say reputations. So when is it okay to ghost someone? Abuse, obviously, if you feel unsafe.
Yeah. Well, call the cops.
Violating boundaries. Which I would say that your boundary was violated. You didn't even have to respond.
The part where his boundary got violated. He didn't get that far.
Hey.
Yeah, and they weren't in a relationship. Is ghosting something like up front?
I don't think it means it
doesn't
mean dating.
Or you've had something established.
There was something there. It doesn't necessarily mean exclusivity or.
I don't even think that. I think once you've had a few texts back and forth.
Yeah.
Then it's considered ghosting if you don't respond.
Also, they say it's okay to ghost someone if you've been lied to or manipulated. If you catch someone in a lie, it's then acceptable. I don't know. I feel like we've all been ghosted. Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty common occurrence.
Never once. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. I think the definition for me is more narrow. Mm-hmm. Being ghosted to me is you have something established, like we were dating and without explanation you disappeared. That's never happened to me and I've never done that to anyone. I think closure is important on both parts just to be human.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But if you meet someone at a bar, you thought you would get along and then for whatever reason you go home and check their Instagram and you go, nope, this person, I don't know, didn't tell me about his wife and three kids mm-hmm. that he has posted next to his dog on Instagram. I'm not responding to him. He's a creep. I assume he knows he's a creep.
Yeah.
But that, by definition, is still ghosting.
By that definition.
And then maybe
so,
that
yeah.
should be one of the categories if the dude's a creep. By the way, Joshua McCarroll, you guys, former Fox News producer and on-air personality.
Joshua. Hello.
Joshua, we are discussing ghosting and when, if ever, it's appropriate to do.
I would rather talk about the ticket I got just now for jumping a turnstile. Which,
awesome.
By
are
the
you?
Way, I didn't jump.
That has never happened to me before, and I've definitely jumped.
Okay, so I go in, my ticket is out of money, so then I was going to go pay with cash. Because the machine wasn't taking cash. So I was beelining it towards the lady, because I was in a hurry. And then the cop pulls me aside and says, you jumped the turnstile. I was
My
jeans are so tight,
this
I can't.
Makes me so happy.
Weren't you still on the side that wasn't through the turnstile?
Well, the guy opened the door, and then I went in because I was going to the lady.
Oh, so you did jump.
I didn't want to walk around. It's cold outside.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so
and
you jumped.
And he gave me a ticket. And by the way,
just ghost the ticket.
I
just makes
anything.
Me so happy just so I can say that.
Nicely done.
But, like, my computer has been hacked, like, 15 times this year, and our cops are giving people like me tickets.
Yes, wow. Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They have better things. And Uber, by the way, for, like, not having someone when they're going to the airport. You're
what?
Supposed to, like, mm-hmm. wait in a line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that is
really?
Such crap.
How much was the ticket?
It's $100.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I am not fucking kidding you.
Well, I have found, and I had a little liquid courage. I was leaving Yankee Stadium one time, and this fucking cop, I thought I put my cigarette out Like, it was like, right, you know, when you're about to go in, I put it out there, but the guy claimed that I had it, like, crossing that line, that horrible line where all of a sudden there's, like, smoke going in that way. And I don't know what I was thinking, but the guy says he was going to give me a ticket, and he did. And I just, and he goes, I need your information. And I go, I actually lost my wallet. And I just gave a fake address. Everything was a little close to where I was. Gave a name that was kind of like mine. You don't want to lie too much. And that was it. And there is nothing.
Now there's somebody
can do
out there named Bill Schmultz that has
yes,
your ticket.
Yeah,
I didn't do that because I missed jury summons twice.
Oh yeah, that'll get you.
Reading my mail's hard, so.
Oh my God, I'm sitting next to a criminal.
Reading in
I was
it
like,
of
really
itself.
Just like, are you serious? I was going towards the, you know, aww. And he was like, ticket.
Well,
and I didn't, you know, I wadded it up and threw it away.
I am sure you'll be able to expense it on the Compound Media expense account.
Oh, thank God.
Ooh. You know what? I got a ticket called my rent, so can I...
Why do they keep sliding it under my door?
Can I comp...
I have a car payment, too.
Compound Media.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
Okay, so ghosting?
Yeah.
So
big,
then I'm sure you have no problem with ghosting.
God, ghost everybody. Yeah. My parents. mostly my family.
I can see it. I can see it. Never any issues doing that? You don't feel guilty or anything like that? Oh, you're incapable.
Or like, I'm busy.
But is there ever a time that you've been ghosted and you're like, ah, this guy just, oh, well, I guess I deserve it. I've done it enough.
Them, yeah, absolutely. I'm karma. Like, yeah, good for him.
There's some situations where you gotta know why the person isn't reaching out to you. One of the things you mentioned in there was abuse. If you're in an abusive relationship and someone disappears, just assume it's because you punched them in the face.
Well, wait
that's
a second.
Not ghosting. They're like escaping.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
that's survivalism.
Right. Yeah.
It's so easy to do now. That's the thing. With all of the technology at our waiting, like, it is just so much easier to do something like this than it was. Like,
it's actually, I think, even a little more complicated because you have to ghost them by not replying text messaging, but then you have to either block them on Instagram or Facebook or WhatsApp or wherever the fuck other way.
There's so many ways.
Yeah,
so many ways to reach somebody that it's not as easy as you might think.
You strike me as a ghoster.
No, I've been ghosted. Well, maybe I have ghosted as well.
You don't
because
totally
it's the
have.
Most. It's like the nicest thing sometimes. It's just to not say.
It's bad though. I think
what you're like, thinking.
I learned a long time ago. You don't always get closure, and so that's fine that happens. I tend to never delete any text messages.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I have a whole string. Any girl I've ever tried to get in their pants, I still have their text thread. And like a year later, I'll text a girl that had stopped responding, how was life in the alien world that you got abducted to? And sometimes they respond because it's stupid. And then we end up having sex a year later.
Good for you.
Yes. I had this happen to me one time, which I thought, as a woman, I've kind of understood that when you respond to a man, when you respond to a man, that's triggering his brain that says, okay, I still got her. So as long as she's still listening, I have a chance.
Sure.
So sometimes to cut that chance off, you have to just completely ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
So I told a guy that was pursuing me, I said, you know what? I thought about it. I'm cool. I don't think I'm going to go out with you, but thank you. So he kept texting me back. Oh, no, I think we have so much in common. I like LeBron. You like LeBron. I'm like, you don't know
the
that.
Only two people in the world.
Right. And I'm like,
what are the odds?
He found me on Instagram and started fanning out on me, basically.
Mm. Okay.
And just telling me all this stuff that he likes based on my public postings. And I'm like, dude, I like getting to know people one-on-one. Everything I'm saying online could be a fraud. I like Derrick Rose. You know, I could be lying. You know what I mean? I could be... Get to know me, not my public profile.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. You won't let him take you out, so how's that going to happen?
Well, he kept texting. It wasn't until I stopped responding that he finally left me alone. And then that made me feel like I should have just ghosted the situation.
Well, and I think what's unfortunate as well is oftentimes when women ghost a guy, they get angry.
Yeah, they get resentful.
Yeah,
he got stalkerish.
I've seen friends post stuff, you know, like, even to say, I'm done, no thank you, and then they'll keep trying. And it's sweet. It's like, come on, baby. Like, I think we'd have a good time. And then when you don't reply, it turns into, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is what I was like trying to avoid.
They do that with catcalling. Like, I remember a couple of times, it's the same thing. As a black woman, this is an experience. I come out of the subway. This happened twice recently. Come out of the subway. I'm getting catcalled. And I didn't respond to the advances. And they were really nice at first. And then it became, oh, fuck you. You think you're too good. If I was a white man, you would probably. I'm like, I have the appearance that I only date white men.
Let me
Where did
also,
that come from?
As a black woman.
Anything they can to just sort of stick it in you at that point.
Right. Yeah. You think you're this, you think you're that. I'm like, no, you clearly think all of these things. I don't think none of that. I gained 30 pounds. I think I'm fat.
Those construction workers work hard. Didn't you say hello?
You know what? I think construction workers have a bad reputation because none of this has ever happened when I walk past construction workers. It's never construction workers. With
whoever it was, you should have said.
I don't know if this is a New York thing. The one
we were
that I
homeless
never got
people.
Was, I can't even do it. Did you ever see that? They do that. Like, it's like a half whistle. I don't. What the fuck
Not
is that?
Dog, stop. Yeah, who answers to these calls?
I can't even do it. It's like you're. It's like they're sucking in. It's not whistling.
No, I don't do that. I do that.
My thing is, as a woman, I'm like, what level of a woman answers to that?
Has that ever worked?
Has it ever worked? And I look like that woman that would respond to that.
It's
punched in the face.
You know what I mean? Around. Like I
have found that the best way to avoid catcalls, I guess mostly with me, it's like construction workers, or if there's like a group of men like kind of congregating, it's usually older ones. I will, as I'm walking by, look at one of them in the eye morning. Or I just do a smile and a nod, and I keep walking.
I do not believe that about you.
That's why Joanne dates exclusively construction workers.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But have you seen their pension?
Sometimes that smile and that hello, because I've done that too. That's their cue.
Oh, really?
To start the freaking conversation.
They're meeting you at the door.
And now you have to cut that off.
Flowers.
I think it depends on the hello.
Fuck you, bitch.
Joshua, are you speaking from experience?
Yes. Like, the only thing that you could
do... These construction workers.
Well, they're old gay men, usually white.
First of all, I'm not that old.
And...
You are that gay.
If you say hello, it's like they want to sleep with you. They're going to touch you. They're going to, like...
I feel like
I'm
in the gay community,
just
that is different.
This is not okay.
No, my experience is more in line with it.
Okay, like, guys, I'm going to stop smiling and saying good morning.
I wouldn't advise that.
Brings me back to my point earlier. I look like a transitioning man.
I look like a transitioning woman.
I look like a transitioning man.
Well, but that's the other thing, too. And with panhandlers and just people on the street, you know, whispering. Yeah, I like the old timey phrase.
What decade are you in?
You can't. The headphones thing is a game changer because now you can wear it without even listening to anything.
I put
to avoid.
In, I act like I have music in and I don't.
Yeah, but the ear pods have fucked that up because they're so small you don't see them. Mm-hmm. You have to wear a big one.
Yeah, the big beats.
You have to get the big beats.
You need the beats.
Yeah. Yes. Something.
Give me a beat.
Cancellation.
I also pretend like I don't speak English.
No.
Well, from. Oh, God, I can't think of one.
From catcalls to gender-neutral catcalls.
No, I should have at least tried.
Try.
From big beats to big bias. I'm never going to give
it. Oh, that's okay. From big beats to big bias. Gender-neutral voice assistant has been developed to combat gender bias in artificial intelligence. Did you know that was a thing? Because it is.
Thank God. It's about time.
I was looking for something to be upset about.
I was waiting for this.
Built by creative agency Virtue, Copenhagen Pride and Equality campaign organization Equal AI has created a voice that's designed to reflect the growing number of people who define themselves as gender neutral. Developers say that they hope to eventually have the voice known as Q, supported by major platforms that use voice technology and virtual assistants like Apple, Amazon, and Google. Basically, the way they created this voice was they used a number of recorded voices from people who do not identify as male or female. They then modulated them to sound genderless and tested them on 4,500 people in Europe to gauge how they were perceived. And I believe we have a voice sample.
It was just my voice.
Hey. It's not too far off.
Hello, bass.
Not too far off.
I hope it's your voice.
Hi, I'm Q, the world's first genderless voice assistant.
Sounds like a woman.
Think of me like Siri or Alexa, but neither male nor female. I'm created for a future where we are no longer
It's a handsome
by
brother.
Gender.
You can't tell.
It sounds like the guy who kissed him on the way out the club.
People who neither identify as male nor female, and then altered to sound gender neutral, putting my voice between 145 and 175 hertz.
It's so unnecessary.
Defined by audio researchers.
Like, stop forcing it.
I like it.
Why does it look like a fertilized egg?
Can the men just say to the women, you won. Amazon, be Google, the dominant sex. I don't want to hear about this bullshit anymore. No more gender neutral. Like, let them take the reins and go with it.
I'm fine with that.
I'm totally fine with that. And then,
well, but here's the issue with that.
It won't have a problem.
But if it is a woman, does that mean we are a servant, being that, you know, a lot of AI is used to serve people? So is it problematic to have a female voice at your beck and call? You ask us.
Let it be a man.
Oh, my God. It's too much thinking.
I read something where they said that
people
respond more because of the mother of your life. You respond more to a female voice. I've read that's why they chose
to a man's
female
voice
voices
personally.
For most of the like Alexa and Siri. And I've just gotten used to telling a woman to do something, she does what I say immediately.
Yeah, totally.
And that's the best part of it.
Well, I respond to a man voice because I have daddy issues, so I need I need what I need.
But I think it's interesting, the fact that this has an accent. No, I feel like that's
yeah, I'm offended
strange.
By the accent. So
that's
there
the
you
most
go.
Effeminate part of it, I felt.
What accent is that, though? It's a hard to place accent.
This was made
like,
this
non-American. They're against Americans.
It sounds so Scandinavian.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, they're against Americans. I'm offended.
It just sounds like a woman who's got a pack-a-day habit. Like, it's like a little, but that is a woman.
Now, also, what is the percentage, the real percentage of people that have a genderless identification? It's probably such. And then which of those people actually want a voice assistant? How many people are actually going to give a shit about this?
Yeah, who actually is distraught about the voice?
It is the few but the loud. And as long as you're loud, that's all that matters.
I really want, like, it's weird now because I have two friends that have young daughters. Both, one is 10 and has a 10 and a 12-year-old. Other has a 9 and an 11-year-old. Three out of the four of them have a genderless identity, is what they say.
Wow.
Because
good for them.
Because that's the fucking that's the story that you're hearing all the time in media.
Right.
Uh-huh. So they're just like when I was a kid, I wanted to be a fucking astronaut because that's what you
that's
saw.
That's what you heard people
and that's what you
say.
Thought was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's cool to have
right.
this thing, and
absolutely.
Young people are impressionable, and that's why people think it's a far worse problem. I got into a fight with my friend because I said, I'll make you $1,000 bet 10 years from now, she does not identify this way. And his answer was...
And she's going to feel bad
or she's hardcore
that she's changed.
I don't think I think for sure. I mean, 3 out of 4? Come on, right? Yeah. So I feel that... Then his answer was, well, it's because she's fluid and she'll change.
Fluid.
Like, come on, man. It's just that this is the cool thing
she's
right
nine.
Now. She's 9.
She's 9.
It's
not
That's crazy.
Fluid.
It's really
she's
crazy.
She's an idiot.
Yeah. Well, she just
she's said, dumber than
at
a
nine.
Box of
you're
hair.
Susceptible
when
to
you
being...
when you force oh. when you force issues like this. What you're doing is you're forcing the idea on people, and then the result of that is making people feel bad if they don't. If I say I'm a woman, I don't identify as a woman. I am a woman. You are a man. Now
Thank
you're
you.
Making.
Did
me,
you hear that?
I was pointing at her. Now you're making people feel
sister.
Bad. And now I have to feel bad. For being a woman, because I'm not genderless, that's what that sounds like to me.
Well,
like we're starting a new generation of people that says, hey, if you're not gender neutral, you're bad. And I think that's horrible.
Yeah. Well, and Joshua, as a cis penis having oppressor, they like we always talk about the effect all of this social media and iPads and stuff are going to have on kids' brains that we don't even know what that's going to be like years from now.
Oh, yeah.
But putting no societal norms on them as far as gender is concerned, is that going to have some sort of effect too? Like the fact that I don't know what's going to happen here.
Maybe. I mean...
I just feel like this, everyone's just going to be this gelatinous.
I think it's great that
like I love married. Gelato.
I think it's great that
relationships or they might not. I don't know what the long-term effect of it is, other than this entire concept is doing nothing but trying to please the person that thought of it. You know, like whose ever brainchild this was, it's them saying, "I'm a good person."
And I think it's great to teach our. I'm a mother. And I think it's great to teach our children that all people are created equal, black, white, gender, whatever.
I was against that.
I think that's important. But in the attempt to go with the gender situation, the attempt to go, well, being genderless is the right thing, and now you're wrong. What am I trying to say? The abused seems like they want to become the abuser now. So now you said I was wrong. So now I'm going to say, and it's just going to, we're perpetuating a different cycle of abuse. Mm-hmm. How about everybody is just fine with what they are, whatever they are, without forcing right and wrong in it.
Yeah, and in fairness, there are, I mean, Joe is a heteronormative asshole. They do exist.
But I feel like we're all missing the big point about this story. This is artificial intelligence.
That's true.
This is technology that has no gender, because it's not a living thing. That's the dangerous thing when we are assigning a non-gender to something that could never have a gender.
That is a great point.
Fucking, then we should worry
about
that.
Let's have it sound like a robot. Remember when robots sounded like robots?
Remember
the best.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that makes me think of sex dolls.
Small Wonder.
I went to college with her. Have
you seen these new sex dolls that look...
I don't know, Ralph, have you?
Seen or used?
So I was Instagramming this sex doll, and I'll tell you something.
I'm sure that'll happen sometime. Yeah. Sure that'll happen.
Well, there's a lot of them that look really, really, really
the real doll. That's the
and
one.
And someone tagged me on Instagram to one and said, this looks just like you, and I'm going to rape it tonight.
Oh, my God.
It scared the shit out of me.
Hot.
What? I was like, what? I blocked them. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. It scared the shit out of me.
This would be a good time to ghost someone. That is when ghosting is permissible.
It's not ghosting. I don't know that person.
A line like that. Well, I guess
like,
never.
You can't rape it because it can't give consent. Or not give consent, so.
But
yeah, that's
and,
true.
You know, forward thinking of the technology and the point that you brought up, now think of the idea that they could take my voice that's being recorded today, attach it to this doll, have all these things happen without my permission. I feel like I am being raped.
I think that we are maybe 10 or 15 years away from sex robots having to give consent before you have sex with them.
Probably.
There'll be a
If it looks like me, I want to, it has to give consent.
Speaking of consent, which we've got.
Wait,
here we go. First of all, that's not me. All black women do not look alike. I look nothing like that.
Having said that, that is you.
Okay, fine.
Ralph.
That is me.
Now, see,
that's my Avril Lavigne
looking
side.
For the potholes.
That looked like me. I think
was totally
she was hot. I'm gonna totally rape that doll.
That was unbelievable.
Later.
I did not know they looked
I'm
that
write
real.
A letter.
Real or not, I have an erection right now.
Oh, let's write a letter.
That car was so sexy.
The heart wants what the heart wants. Oh God, get me a good sex doll and some potholes, and I am happy. So much for you, actual ladies. That was fantastic. Oh, the future is wow.
You're lost,
I am
actual
in.
Ladies. You're lost.
Yeah, no kidding. They're all actual ladies are like, ew.
Happens when you make too much noise. This is what we got.
And just to think, back in the day when we were watching the Jetsons, all we wanted was a flying car. And look at all this that we have.
And not once did I watch the Jetsons and want to fuck Rosie. But now, look what Rosie looks like.
Yeah. Woo!
Now we are past, we have superseded the Jetsons. And I don't know if I use superseded correctly.
Probably not.
Ladies choice for the last one. What do you want?
Well, I don't know.
You didn't hear that struck
Joshua. Joshua, do you want to talk
Joshua
about...
Yes, Joshua is always... You always have a good
pick. Do you want to talk about an app for conservative restaurants?
Yes.
Okay. There is a new app that aims to help conservative find safe eateries.
Yes.
The app's founder, Scott Wallace, said, "We feel like there's a general unease among conservatives out there about whether they'll be protected and safe as they go out to restaurants and local businesses." This app is sometimes referred to as Yelp for conservatives. It's called 63 Red Safe or 63rd, I think it's 63 Red Safe, asks users to rate restaurants based on four criteria. One, does this location serve?
A lot of gay people in
there. Yes. Josh was like, heck yes. Number one, does this location serve all customers regardless of political beliefs? Will they protect their customers if they're under attack by others in the restaurant? There's also there's a concealed carry question. And if the location has a political presence, in their social media. So again, this article says it's not clear how customers would go about obtaining some of this information or confirming they'd obtained the necessary info to rate the restaurants.
Yeah, wrong.
You have to
Let's
go
some comments
go in with
here.
A friend,
this
let him wear a MAGA hat,
crazy.
And start
Mike
a fight.
Pence shows up, and then our Secretary Nielsen. What I love about this story is that they they showcase it on Fox and fucking Friends, right?
Yes.
It's like, where else would you go to talk about an app but Fox and Friends?
Yeah. Yes, right? Of course.
That is like a dog whistle red meat.
You don't need an app. Just ask it if you go to a restaurant where they look like Ainsley Earhart and Steve Busby.
Can I ask a common fucking sense question? Unless you are a public figure, how do we even know?
Okay.
What you? I walk into restaurants every night of the week in New York. I don't know what anybody
devil's
is.
Devil's advocate, you could be.
Are you fucking sitting there yelling out, "Go Trump!" While you're having dinner, and why are you doing that in the middle of a restaurant?
Someone,
just fucking eat.
As someone who works in a restaurant, there was someone who came into my bar with a "Make America Great Again" hat on. I wasn't working at the time, but two of the bartenders who were there were telling me about it. The guy walked in without it on, then put it on and wouldn't stop talking about it. But was
probably doing research for the app.
Yeah, so
maybe.
Might have been one of those.
I'm not sure who it was.
He's deliberately trying to start a fire.
The general manager was like, thank you guys for like not inciting. Because he was like trying to engage.
He was inciting and then he's going to victimize himself for inciting some bullshit. Cut it out. I'm calling bullshit when I hear bullshit. It's bullshit. He could wear the hat, but he could wear the hat. I'm not saying he can't wear the hat. I'm saying he went in there with a fucking intention to victimize himself and blame everybody else. How about this? Black people walk around every day being black and they can't change their fucking complexion. Sit in a restaurant, do what you do, wear the hat if you want to wear the hat. But stop trying to incite something and then call yourself a victim.
It is the equivalent, you're absolutely right, it's the equivalent of going to a Yankee Stadium wearing a Red Sox hat. You might have some issues.
When I go to a Knicks game.
If you go wearing a Red Sox hat and you get in the Yankee fans' faces, you're going to get hit.
Exactly.
You probably deserve it.
If I go to a Knicks game in a Celtics fucking jersey, I'm going to catch it.
You could use that same argument on the transsexual gender bathroom debate. And I don't think that it's right to marginalize anyone trying to use the bathroom, whether they want their trans stalls or to go with women. Totally cool. But you could make your argument to them and say, just go to the bathroom and stop trying to incite.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I was saying that
I know what
story
you're saying.
She told. I'm not going to allow you to generalize what I'm saying. I responded to
that
specific. You can, but I'm not. I'm talking about a specific.
Oh my God.
I'm responding to a specific story. She told the story, and I'm saying that person was inciting something. Now, if that story included a man that just, pardon me,
in his head.
She told the story, and I'm responding based on how she told the story.
You don't
now,
know
she
that he
said,
was doing it intentionally.
She, I'm, I don't, I wasn't there. I'm saying what she said. I'm responding to what she said. Did you not say that he was antagonizing?
He was engaging in political discourse.
That's what she said.
Okay.
To people that weren't even asking. That's the thing. Yeah.
So that is
if he wasn't
that
wearing that
what,
hat, nobody would care.
No, that is what I am responding to. If he has on the hat and he's not antagonizing anyone, then those people are wrong that antagonize him. He can wear whatever he wants. But when you walk into an establishment, you got on a hat, you're talking and you're trying to incite something.
You're inciting something. You did not hear what he said. And people may be reading more into it because he had the hat on.
Right.
He may have just said, hey, how do you feel about whatever?
This is why conversations never go anywhere and we spin in circles. Of course, I know that. Of course I know that. We could make up anything. I'm specifically responding to the fact that she said he was deliberately starting shit.
You just extrapolated from her saying she had a political conversation. You turned it into
starting
shit.
A fight.
Okay.
Was he doing it to people that he didn't know? Was he just like being like, so have you read the National Review lately or anything like that?
I have a friend.
I wasn't there, so I don't know the exact words coming out of his mouth. But I do know that the bartenders were uncomfortable with the fact that he put on his MAGA hat while he was sitting at the bar and was trying to get some sort of response out of them. And as a bartender, you feel trapped, and you also feel like you need to entertain something. So I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that you are seeing more instances of this, and people are going to have very...
Let me rephrase what I'm saying then. If we're going to dig into specifics, I'll rephrase what I'm saying. If in what he was doing, he had an intention to light a fire, he's wrong. he gets whatever comes to him because that's what he's asking
for. You're just trying to enjoy
it. Can I play devil's advocate on that also?
I don't know what he said. Go for it, Ralph.
Sometimes certain areas need to get attention to them because they're not being represented.
Okay, but if you do that, don't victimize yourself. Like, don't call yourself
a
victim.
What if it's a Jill Stein hat?
He didn't call himself a victim. Nobody called him a victim.
All right.
Okay. You called him a victim.
All right. No, I didn't call him a victim.
You're the one that's saying it.
The whole story was about. The whole
nobody
story.
Said he was a victim.
Okay.
Not then, one
if
person
you're
going to
talk over me, then we're not having a conversation.
No one else is talking.
We should have led with this.
I know, right?
I don't know what you would never have the right stories at the beginning.
This is what is wrong, period. When you say one thing, everybody goes around the freaking point. All I'm saying is one thing. If you are deliberately starting a fire in a public establishment and then you call out, oh, you must protect me, I'm a victim, I'm calling bullshit. Because you didn't have to start that shit.
I don't think he should be beat up.
I don't think he should not be allowed there. I don't think that he shouldn't be allowed to wear the hat. All I'm saying is the whole idea of, I need some protection. All right, fine. All right, be accountable for what you're doing, too.
Yeah.
And I think not everyone is seeking protection necessarily. And like you said, if you're instigating something and starting something, you can't also play the victim. But if you are a member of a group who feels like uncomfortable in certain establishments, this app provides a group of people the opportunity to feel unconfronted, you know?
My only point was, how do you know?
I think we understand your point. We do.
We should be challenging our thoughts every day or our society's
belief system.
Yeah. What did he say? He's got a great quote, and I'm forgetting it. But, John Stuart Mill's is the one that said that we should be engaging in debate. He also was for despotism.
No one.
That was another thing.
I don't know what despotism means or despotism.
I mean, also, by the way, to go back to the story before here, which was the one about the non-gender voice. If we had a non-gender person here, they would have a very different take on that story.
I do have a different take, but you guys haven't listened yet because you don't respect my non-genderness.
There's certain storylines where you can say one avenue of debate, but I'm for everyone. We live in a country where everybody can have idiotic viewpoints, whether you agree with them or not. Racism, as whether you like it or hate it, which most people I would say hate it.
Joanne's for it.
It's cool that it exists in this country because we live in a country where it can exist versus you getting murdered for having a viewpoint that isn't congruent with everyone else in the world or in your country.
It's really easy saying live and let live. You could be racist, just don't kill me because you don't like my complexion. That's fucking mental illness and crazy.
Again, so I'm all for this guy doing whatever he wants to do.
I will be devil's advocate. Beelzebub had some good ideas. Ralph, let's start with you. Guys, this was a great one, and we should have led with this story. That was a fun.
Follow
we never
me.
Have good debates.
Follow me everywhere. At I am Ralph Sutton.
Yes.
Gas Digital Network. We are now hitting 1.5 million listeners a week across the network. This week on my show is airing right now. Michael Imperioli's on the show. And I leave for a vacation on Thursday to go see my mom. I came back from the cruise. It killed me.
You were on the gay cruise?
No, not the gay cruise. I was on the rock cruise. I'll go on the gay cruise. That sounds fun.
I'll go on the rock gay cruise.
That's a very finite audience. It's just Judas Priest playing.
I was going to say, Joshua, what should we be checking out? You want to start a GoFundMe for your ticket?
I would love some money for that ticket, but no, I don't have anything right now.
I was offered to host once a polyamorous cruise of everyone just fucking everyone.
Damn.
And I was afraid that I would get on the boat and not be attracted to anyone, and then you're stuck for a week.
ugly pollies.
I could see the guest list before I went on the boat would be a different story.
That's how I am with massage therapist.
Same thing.
I want to see what they look like.
You could do that.
carry arms.
But, the one I use.
The Zeal?
Soothe.
Soothe.
They show a picture of the person.
Guys, two words, human trafficking. Learn from Kraft's mistake.
Carry arms.
Good Lord.
Like you should bring a trimmer.
Vaughn, aside from out-of-work masseuses, what do you got?
CoachVaughn.com. I just started a new Patreon page. It's brand new. Coach Vaughn's Corner is expanding. I'm going to do uncensored, exclusive content on my Patreon.
Like it.
Yeah, so go there. There's tier levels where you could get my book for free. I'm going to be doing a monthly comedy show where after the show, the comedians that are on the show, I'm going to stream my podcast live. This is all going to be exclusive content for the people on my Patreon. It's really a lot of fun tier levels. And there's a free comedy pass on one of the tier levels as well.
Which tier level gets you a MAGA hat?
I have to figure that out. I'm going to call Kanye when I leave here. CoachVaughn.com, and you'll see it right there to where you can go to my Patreon page to subscribe and also follow me on Twitter, Instagram. I put a lot of announcements up there at Vaughn DiCarlo.
Done and done. And even though I don't want you to follow her, I'll give this thing the last word. Bolt's Coder Graphics.
Oh, that's such a good thing. It's always my favorite part.
Man, you know what I was just recently saying? There aren't enough apps. There really aren't. So if you have an idea for another app, please make it happen. Because
an app for apps?
There's something for everybody. Also, half-price apps are my favorite.
Me too. Especially the happy hour.
Apps, Bill.
Is that really what it is?